KFIW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Signal scandal is not over. Two ABC News sources confirming a New York Times report that Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, included his wife, his brother, and personal lawyer in a group chat about F-18 bombing runs in Yemen.
The secretary's brother, Phil, and his lawyer, Tim Parlatore, both have jobs at the Pentagon, but their need to be advised of upcoming military strikes is unclear. Hegseth's wife is not a Defense Department employee.
ABC's Alex Prescia. El Salvador's president now saying he will give Venezuela the deportees from the United States for Salvadoran political prisoners. On this 420, marijuana mogul Precious Osagie-Arice is calling on President Trump to make good on his campaign call for federal legalization so as to end the stigma.
And that's where a lot of research comes in handy. That's when having HHS and the DEA participate in that research to give people more of an appetite to sustain this sort of, you know, commodity.
This is ABC News. Today marks 15 years since the Deepwater Horizon disaster off the Gulf Coast that became the largest oil spill in U.S. history. Oil company BP has paid billions of dollars in damages, has put forth coastal restoration projects since the accident. Conservation groups say it's not enough. More work needs to be done. Instead of an Easter egg hunt, a Belgian abbey held a beer hunt. Today, lager lovers like 24-year-old student Marianne DeVos took part in the quest in the garden outside of Brussels. The one who discovered a golden bottle was awarded their weight in beer.
People were running as if it was the Olympic Games, but around beer. Like, I never sprinted so hard in my life.
This was the fourth annual hunt. It was Marianne's first. Organizers say the event attracted about 1,000 participants. Oakland, California's new mayor-elect, former Congresswoman Barbara Lee. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Wisconsin's largest used instrument inventory and a great selection of amps, strings, and accessories that you need. Plus the area's largest service center with expert technicians. Visit Guitar Shop of Wisconsin today on Wright Street next to Madison College in Madison, or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com. Hey, Doozy, they're playing a show tonight in Kakana at Maloney's. We're going to do a backstage check-in with them in just a couple of minutes and hear a clip of a brand new song. But first, do you want to get high with me?
Inspiration, motivation, and feeling gratification, liberation from desecration, some kind of sick and twisted relation, looking around for something to live for, you want a habit you get out of bed for, communication, manipulation, got you looking for false satisfaction, if you're looking for love with somebody, do you want to get by? Looking for time with somebody. Do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get high with me? A lack of inspiration, a lack of motivation. Looking for something to take off the edge of it. If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get?
then I said, hey, y'all needed something, some kind of nothing good. If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? If you're looking for time with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get high with me? A lack of inspiration, a lack of motivation, looking for something to take off the edge of it all. If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get high with me? Get out with me. If you're looking for time with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? A lack of inspiration, a lack of motivation, looking for something to take off the edge of it all. If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? If you're looking for love with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get out with me? If you're looking for time with somebody, do you wanna get by? Do you wanna get high with me?
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music doozy, and do you want to get high with me? Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. The answer is yes, right, Rocker?
Yes.
Yes. Of course it is. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We were asking the question earlier this evening, are you making your way up to the NFL draft in Green Bay this year? It's going to be a big how do you do. And Rocker, our next guest, has a connection to the NFL draft.
Jimmy, Doozy is a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award-winning three-piece rock band from Appleton. They were formed in 2010, and the band is Andy Van Dusen on lead vocals and guitar, Ryan Patterson on bass, and D'Angelo Harris on drums. At this moment, it's still a small-town band trying to figure out how to make it in the music world, but all of this could change soon as Doozy is releasing a new song for the NFL draft and are set to play in the shadows of Lambeau Field in Green Bay on April 25th and 26th. On the phone with us right now, about to go on stage at Maloney's in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, is Andrew Van Dusen. Andrew, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good to be here.
Did we get the question right? The answer is yes, right?
Yes, of course.
Yes, always. Of course. Thank you.
Andrew, tell us a little bit about Doozy. For our listeners who've never heard of the band, what is Doozy from Appleton?
We are a pop punk trio that's kind of like a mixture of like if Blink-182 and Weezer had a baby together. We've been playing for quite a while. A lot of people always ask us what our name kind of means and where we got that from. And it's really, it was just my nickname in high school, Andy Van Dusen, Doozy, that kind of thing. And we couldn't really think of a band name, so we just went with that and it just stuck.
Well, that name is a doozy. The NFL draft is coming to Lambeau Field, and it's huge. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to invade Green Bay. How exciting is it to have a pair of shows during this historic event?
It's really exciting. It's a dream come true for me. Outside of music, I'm a huge sports geek and a sports fan, and I love my Green Bay Packers. So to have the opportunity to play there and be right in front of Lambeau, basically, is a dream come true. We can't wait.
Now, April 25th, you're at the Great North Commons, and April 26th at Andoozy's. How do you get those shows?
Lucky, I guess.
It might be a rhetorical question.
Yeah, you know, honestly, our booking agency, we book through not exclusively, but Bananas Entertainment helps us get some shows. Mm. And they about a year or two ago, when we found out the draft was going to be happening up here, I said, hey, any way you can get us some pull in that and get us in there? And they said, we'll see what we can do. And
wow,
they pulled through for us and got us into the Great North Commons on that draft day. And then Anduzzi's on the east side of Green Bay wanted to have a little post-draft party, so we're going to be swinging over there that Saturday to play it. So we're looking forward to it.
You know, it probably was beneficial for you to reach out a year ago. I mean, if you would have waited any time, somebody else would have been in the spot, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been, like I said, I'm a sports nut, so as soon as I found out, I think it was like 3 or 4 in the morning when I texted and said, hey, I don't care if I wake you up, but get us the draft in 2 or 3 years or however long it is, you know?
Wow, that's forward thinking. Now, in a moment, we're going to premiere a clip from your new single. It's called Last One Standing, which will be released on Monday, April 21st. It's a song you wrote for the NFL draft, and it's been getting a lot of traction in the news, and you'll be performing it at your upcoming shows. Tell us about Last One Standing. I mean, you got even permission from the NFL to do this?
No. So it's funny, a news station reached out to us a few weeks ago and said, hey, we see you were one of the local bands that's playing at the draft, and we wanted to know if you had any cool stories or anything that we could share on TV that would be interesting. And for a while, I've been sitting on kind of a sports-themed rock anthem a little bit, but I didn't really know what the right opportunity would be to release it.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? This seems like the right opportunity. So we went to Cherry Pit Studios in Menominee Falls
and yeah,
recorded it. And now we're here releasing it.
That's with Eric Labrosse. And gosh, he recorded Iron Plow. I don't know, little side note there. What's it like working with Eric on this song? Because he's like a hit maker.
So it's funny. We reached out to Eric, and he was actually going to be in Alaska during the time period we wanted to record it. So we actually recorded it with Ryan Kutz or Kutz. I don't really know how to say his last name.
Oh, but, I see.
Ryan learned from Eric, and then Eric came back into town and actually helped him come up with different like melodies and things that could help improve the song a little bit. And if you know with Eric, you know Eric's always tinkering with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
To get the best
wizard
he can out of you, you know? Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, between those two guys helping us out, it was a lot of fun. Really easy, fun process, and the song turned out great, in my opinion.
Well, let's take a listen to this preview here. This is Doozy Last One Standing. The clip, it's only a minute long. Check it out.
Top. Stand my flag in the frozen tundra. I ain't ever gonna stop. Fast as lightning and I'm strong as thunder. Doesn't matter what they say, I'm gonna do it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's storm, I'm gonna march to the beat of my own drum. I'm gonna be the last one standing. I'm gonna be the last one standing tall.
Tell you what, I like a good hook in a song. Last One Standing, that has a pretty sweet hook there, Andrew or Andy.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
What's the song about real quick?
So it's just about kind of always fighting and, you know, always kind of going for the goals you set for yourself. Kind of like what these college athletes are going through right now, trying to fight their way and make a name for themselves and get into the draft and get taken by one of these teams. So it's not like just like linearly locked into like an NFL kind of thing. It could go for any sports, but like I said a couple times already, I'm a sports addict, sports nut, whatever you want to call me. And it's always interesting to me how guys just keep on working their tail off to get to where they want to be.
Well, we're calling you Andy Van Dusen. So what's coming up next for Doozy, and how do we keep up with you online?
Oh, well, like you said, we're playing at the draft next week, Thursday, 9 a.m. at the Great North Commons, and then Saturday at the Andouzies on the east side of Green Bay, starting at 8, I believe. And you can keep track of us on Facebook at Doozy Music or our Instagram page, which is also Doozy Music.
And that's D-O-O-Z-E-Y. That's spelled Andy. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on and talk to us about your new song written for the NFL draft at Lambeau Field. We really appreciate it.
It's an honor to be asked about to come on for you. So sorry, I got some motorcycles going on.
Nice.
But thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And of course, Doozy's at Kakana tonight. Who else are you guys playing with tonight?
It's just us. Just our own little gig. So if you're in the Kakana area tonight, come on out and come see us. I'll get you a drink.
Andy Van Dusen, thank you so much, man. Keep in touch and let us know how the draft goes for you, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Awesome. Doozy makes me feel. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Let's go. I'm done. Sick and tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me believe anything at all. I'm beat, beat red, trying hard, but I'm bad at playing pretend. I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind the fakest smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can to make myself believe that I can keep on going. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me believe anything at all. Here I go again, trying to make it better on my own. Here I go again, trying to get some help with errors in the phone. Here I go again, trying to make up reasons for these messed up thoughts and melodies that linger in my mind. You are the only,
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Doozy and makes me feel. Hey, thanks to Andy Van Dusen for calling in tonight from Kakana. Was that? What's that venue's name up there? We just rocker walked off, but that's all right. If you're in Kakana, look up where they are. And Maloney's, that's the name of the venue up there in Kakana tonight. Of course, check them out in Green Bay at the NFL Draft next weekend. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. We're doing original local music from Wisconsin tonight. We still got plenty of show on the way coming up in just a couple of minutes. The folks from the Ghost Particles, they are here, Phil and Ernie. They're going to have a chat with. They got brand new music.
That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. And then later on, Power Takeoff. They are live in the lair in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, it's a hour of double dips from bands that are playing the Rocker Jamboree. The Rocker Jamboree, a benefit for Rocker's out-of-pocket medical costs and for Mama Cares, is happening Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. It's going to be a great show. Starts at noon. And it's over by 1. So you could be home in time for Sunday dinner after seeing 5 classic Madison bands. The Rocker Jamboree Double Dip coming up at 9 o'clock tonight here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. I got some brand new Sam Lyons just around the corner. How about some newer Eddie Berth now? This song is called Industrial Home on the Range. Eddie Berth on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Many years ago in the United States of America, there was a place called the Home on the Range. It was a place where deer and antelope played until capitalism and consumerism killed the animals and the deer on the plain. Now it's just a wasteland for corporations and
I wish I had the chance to see the bison roam this land. Across the great American prairies where windy wildflowers would dance. And take me back to when the fireflies, they ignited the Midwest sky. A time when stars would shine and nights and
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Crawling back to you, babe. won't keep me from leaving. I know I like to say things, then go back to changing. All my life, my dreams weren't what I'm doing, and I'm holding on to hope that I am using. When you came along, you made me think about it. You raised a family and work that would allow it. Oh, but crawling back to you, babe, won't keep me from leaving. Oh, I know I like to say things. My soul to make it, and I'm gonna go as far as I can take it. I may never find myself in something other than my daddy's dream and living for my mother.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That is Sam Lyons, his brand new stuff. The song is called Crawling Back. It's a pretty cool album, actually. Self-titled album. You can pick it up right now on Bandcamp. You can also see him live on Friday, April 25th at the Tasting Room in Lake Mills. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. We got the Ghost Particles in studio. They're going to be coming up for an interview soon. Also, Live in the Lair with Power Takeoff is coming up after the 8 o'clock hour. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now, four Dane County locations. There's the brand new store in Sun Prairie. Of course, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. You can shop online, too, at herbalaspect.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie, you can come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie, you can see the full menu, upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event, come see a band, or get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find the Loxley venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y venue.com.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. you better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Coming up after 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to do double dips from all the bands playing in the Rocker Jamboree. I'll have more details for you later on. But right now, the Ghost Particles. All the Love. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Can't catch it in your hands.
Max Sink on Civic Media. We are local music. That is the Ghost Particles there. All the love. I have all the love for tonight's busker at the Overture Center tonight, Rocker.
Yeah?
He's a saxophone player. I was just out there getting a breath of some air, and he sounds great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They have the best buskers over there.
We need to get them on the air.
Yeah?
Every Saturday. Get the busker on the air, man.
It's a good good idea.
They're busy busking.
He was good.
Thank you. You're hired. Listen.
I play saxophone. You want me to come on?
Yes.
I barely play it. All right.
Jimmy, Madison band, the Ghost Particles, have a lot of mileage. Every member has been a significant band out of Wisconsin's rich music history. Lead vocalist and guitarist Phil Davis was in the band Firetown with Butch Vig and Duke Erickson, which produced the spinoff band Garbage. Drummer Lee Lasky and keyboardist Don Irwin from the Rousers. Multi-instrumentalist Dave Benton and bassist Joel Tapero from Spooner, and percussionist Paulie Ryan, who was in the Obros. He played with Clyde Stubblefield, even jammed with U2 in the studio.
Drummer some. Happy birthday.
And now, if that's not enough, Ernie from the Rousers has just joined the band. And tonight in the studio, to sort this all out, is Phil Davis and Ernie from the Ghost Particles. Phil, Ernie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Great. First time here.
Hello.
It's great to see you guys. You know, as Rocker was reading that intro, it was like with you two sitting in studio tonight, it's looking at a lot of Madison music history scene right here. The history.
Yeah, look, if you could see us visually, you'd see it us on our faces.
The history, that, which is just as well that they don't, but yeah, I've been playing on Madison stages since 1974.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of years.
That's a waste. Phil, mm-hmm. The Ghost Particles are a fusion of Spooner, Firetown, the Rousers, the Obros. How are you able to get all these local superstars of the past together in one practice room?
Tightly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it just came together. Again, it wasn't COVID, it was pre-COVID, but not too far ahead. And it really started out just playing Joel and I, and it just evolved of people that were that wanted to do it. And but we knew each other from way back, like we were talking tonight. Yeah. Firetown played with the Rousers New Year's Eve. What year was that? 91?
91.
And I played in probably six bands with Butch, so we just have a lot of associations that go back. And so when we came together, it came piece by piece. The chemistry seems to be pretty good, and we have fun. And also,
yes,
we are still standing.
Yeah,
and that's something to say, we're not everybody is, as we know.
That's right.
And so we're kind of holding on for the old guys. That's kind of what we're doing.
So you guys were like hanging at the Crystal Corner one day and say, hey, start joining up. Let's start jamming.
I played the Crystal Corner on the pool tables.
Yeah.
You did too. Did you? God, yeah. Everybody here did, right?
Well, now you've added Ernie from the Rousers.
Yeah.
And Ernie, you must be excited to play with a lot of your old bandmates and buddies again. What do you think?
Yeah, it came about these guys had put together their second record, and they were doing a record release party back in October and asked me if I'd want to come on and play with them because I know all the guys. And I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. And so they sent me four songs, and I just rehearsed them. We never got together. We never sound checked them. I just got up on stage, plugged in, and went, okay, here I go.
Was it pretty easy for you to pick up the songs?
Yeah, I had a couple of cheat sheets there, but basically it was just like I went with the mindset of either, if in doubt, leave it out, or just go for it and own it. And I just went for go for it and own it. And it seemed to work out good, and I ended up getting a call from them a couple weeks later and said, hey, you want to come and do this on a permanent basis? And I said, well, that means I got to learn a lot more songs.
Oh, boy. While you're playing, now that you've been with the band for a while, do you get to add your own little twist to what you're doing?
That's all in flux right now. That's what we're working on. So this gig that we have coming up, that's one of the reasons why we're here today, back May 10th.
Three weeks, right?
Yep, and playing at the Brewer Oak will be the first time that I do a full gig with them and with this new lineup. And so It's been a bunch of rehearsals of just finding where I fit in with everything. You know, they had these songs that we're doing are all ones that are on the record. So now I'm adding my flavor to it, and I've brought in some of my, you know, there's been a few changes where I've made suggestions, and everybody's really receptive, and it's morphing into this new version of the Ghost Particles. So
wow. It's already pretty new anyhow, because it's a new band. But
yeah,
Jimmy, answer that question. So when Ernie sat in with us, we asked, you know, I mean, okay, Ernie played with Dave Benton and the Rousers. Ernie played with Dave Benton and the Rousers, played with Don Irwin and the Rousers, played Lee Lasky, you know, so it's like he knows, he's played with them for years, 10 decades, right?
Yeah, Dave and I were the guitar players for the Water Dogs for...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay. So... It was like, it wasn't strange. It was like, okay, here I am.
They play off each other, and it was just so obviously good to have him there. And he brings stuff every week, and he's so musical. He comes up with new parts and fits parts in that aren't there.
And I love it. That's good. I love that, you know, obviously it took you a couple of minutes to learn the songs and stuff, but you're all friends. You've all played together, been part of the scene for so many years, so getting on the same page was probably pretty easy for everybody.
Really easy.
Yeah, we were rehearsing in the same place where the Rousers rehearsed.
I just want to ask quickly about the Rousers. Are they ever getting back together, or is that just kaput or on hiatus or what?
Well, never say never. But,
never say never.
A lot of it has to do with how everybody else is doing. The main lead singer, Frank, has kind of been taking a hiatus for health reasons and stuff. So it's kind of up to him and everything, but I'm hoping maybe someday.
All right. We got to go to the Doll Hops of a hospital. Yes. Yeah. Like, get back to it, Frank. All right. Now, where does the Ghost Particles name come from? Is it just because you guys have been around for so long?
No, that does work, doesn't it? That we're all Ghost Particles in this room, I think, and in the other room too. Jimmy, you're not excluded from that. Is the Ghost Particles is a scientific discovery at the ice cube in the South Pole. Mm. And the ice cube was a UW-Madison station to study neutrinos, atomic particles in the South Pole. And they discovered they're neutrinos, but they're called ghost particles. They called it, I heard that, I read that. You can read a lot about them. And I said, that would make a good band name. I did. Honestly, I said, got to form a band with that name because, you know, and it's real. And ghost particles are a lot, they're things, but you can't see them, you can't feel them. They can sense them, they exist. And it's a lot like music as a metaphor.
Oh, can you, I see.
You know, can you grab music? Not exactly, but it's there, right?
It grabs you.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the Ghost Particles released an album late last year called North Central. Tell us about the album. I know that at least one song features Beth Keeley. Do you have any other guests on the album? Tell us a little bit about your album.
Beth was, because it was kind of a different song, and I was just thought, well, you know, should Focus have other artists in Madison try that? I mean, a lot of people were doing duets anyhow. She did a great job. She did it all at her own home personal studio, and she's really good. I don't have any answer. I don't think there are any other guests on it per se.
Where did you record the album?
In our personal studios.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have, everyone has one.
Yeah.
Right? And really having one these days is not that hard. It's like it used to be. I mean, we come from the generation of analog tape.
Yeah.
And you went from 4-track and then you go to 8-track and then you went to 16 and then eventually it was 24. And Firetown recorded on 2 24-track Studer machines locked together. So that was but you know, that's very expensive. That tape is really.
Was that a Smart?
No, that was in Media Sound in New York City.
Okay.
And this is great. I mean, this is like if you have a laptop or an iPad or phone, you can record. You can do multi-track recording.
Recording on your phone.
Right. You can.
Crazy.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's different. But yeah, and you can make videos on it too, you know. So it's all there. And it's open.
Now, the Ghost Particles have a show coming up on May 10th at the Burr Oak in Madison.
Is there enough room on stage? This band is going to be pretty big.
We proved that there is because Ernie was on it, and Polly Ryan was on that, and so was Frank Anderson sitting in on Steel. But it is pretty. It is. We're cozy, wouldn't you say, Ernie?
Yeah, we'll make it work.
And Polly, he's out golfing, right? He's out golfing in Pebble Beach, Florida, right now.
You keep track on Polly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love Polly.
What's his handicap?
Somebody has to.
His handicap is he's blonde. Yeah. I don't know what his golf handicap is. Well, thanks, guys, so much for coming down to the studio tonight. What's coming up in the future for you guys?
Well, May 10th, three weeks away. And we'd like, you know, if people are around to come, it will be fun.
Yeah, we're going to also have Richard Wiegel's going to open
the Richard's open who you played with in the Midwesterners.
I played with Richard in the
Midwesterners.
Richard
has been around since Clicker, which was a band which is before me, actually.
Bowery Boys and all
there. Yeah, he's a legend.
So he's going to open up the show doing a solo, and then we'll come on after that.
And then for the band, after this, I think we're going to start focusing on album number 3.
Nice.
And it's going to be really fun with Ernie part of it as well, so.
Well, now we can keep up with the Ghost Particles on Facebook or their website, theghostparticles.com. Jimmy, I hope you have this queued up. We'd like to listen to the track Oblivious. It's the track that features Beth Killey on vocals. Tell us about this song, Oblivious, before we listen to it.
Well, I wrote it on a baritone acoustic guitar that I no longer have. So when we learned it as a band, we had to figure out how, because you play at different keys with a very, so that alone was, that was it. And Oblivious just went with it. The idea, the man in the moon just doesn't blink. Anything that happens down here, he's oblivious.
How long have you known Beth Keeley? And what's your history?
I don't have a real history. I've known her or known about her as long as probably all of us have when she started singing with Clear Blue Betty. Right. Mm-hmm. And so she's a really active performer. I mean, she was just, she's a dynamo, really.
She's amazing. I mean, solo, Beth Keeley band.
She has two Jim or three Chocolate, or four bands, right.
And then Girls Rock Camp, the work that she does at.
Exactly.
The recording studio.
And she'll be in the studio here in the Lair coming up in a couple of weeks with Kathy Couture.
Oh,
actually, cool. I think that's next week.
Nice plug, Rocker. That was good.
Good thinking.
Hey, guys.
He's like a pro, isn't he?
Almost. Yes, he is.
Once in a while.
Ghost Particles, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you.
Fun.
I love this song. This is a great song. Ghost Particles, Oblivious, with Beth Keeley on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I was clueless. I missed the news. I was riding my horses. Missed your cues. I missed the mile where we turned back home. I need your currency, I need it alone. The sun was joking, the wind was foul. The pipes are broken, I don't know how. The way you reach across and touch my hand, like a soldier from a foreign land. Someday we'll be together. We'll hold the cards and deal the weather. I see you on the edge of fading light tonight. Standing in the fields we travel, every thread we held unravel. Look to the stars across the sky, but the man in the moon, he closed his eyes. He was oblivious. He was oblivious. It's up to you and it's up to me in all the things that we believe and what we want or think we need to find this time. But dreams along, they make you see everyone who's sailing free or floating on this cruel sea. Could I miss you and then miss me? Someday we'll be together. We'll hold the cards and deal the weather. I see you on the edge.
Oblivious, that is the Ghost Particles, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to Phil and Ernie for coming in. Appreciate that. And make sure you check out the Ghost Particles online on their socials. If you couldn't guess, we got Live in the Lair coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Power Takeoff. They are in the house, and they're going to be performing live in just a couple of minutes. And also coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, there's a double dip for the Rocker Jamboree. Every band will do a double dip and give you some more details about the Rocker Jamboree. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Loxley Live Music Venue. Live Music has a new home on Madison's west side. It's the old Dry Bean building on Verona Road. You can see the full schedule at loxleyvenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y venue.com. Live in the Lair, just around the corner. Let's do some Jenny Lupin now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sunrise to sunset, angels be with me today. And in the nighttime, I need you even more. Angels watch over me, my heart has grown cold. Now my angel goes to war. Ooh, my angel goes to war. There's a pain in the heart all the time of regret, and it plays with the mind. Did you want tomorrow? It's a new day, friend. Money, people, dreams. Through your eyes, what's this life supposed to bring? Will you my angel goes to war?
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Another leak of military plans. ABC News confirming a New York Times report that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth discussed an attack on Yemen with his wife, brother, and others in a family signal chat. It's essentially the same attack plans he shared in a signal chat that included the editor of The Atlantic. ABC's Alex Prechet says in that case, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz took responsibility for adding the Atlantic editor.
But here, this one was created by Secretary Hegseth, the paper, and now ABC News also confirming that Hegseth used his private phone rather than his government one to access that chat.
Ahead of Monday on Wall Street, Dow futures are down more than 500 points. The shipping company DHL Express is, starting tomorrow, ending global shipments to the U.S. over $800, complaining of red tape at customs because of Trump tariffs. Tornado warnings are now up for 5 counties across central Missouri. This is ABC News. Closing statement.